Reading memoirs is a great way to get a window into lives very different from our own. Hi, I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, University of Baltimore MFA professor and book critic Marian Winnick has a pair of memoirs about two women whose stories really expand the meaning of the word different. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. I've been telling everyone I know to read Educated, a memoir by Tara Westover about growing up under the most intensely bizarre circumstances imaginable. Her parents were Mormon survivalists who lived in the shadow of a mountain called Buck's Peak in southeastern Idaho. Neither she nor any of her six older siblings had a birth certificate. Though the older children got some education, Tara was neither sent to school nor homeschooled beyond learning to read and write. How this person got from there to degrees from Cambridge and Harvard is a wild adventure of a tale with so many suspenseful and near-death moments I found myself screaming aloud at the book. The completely insane father supported the family running a junkyard, and he had the kids help him in unbelievably dangerous ways from the time they could walk. And because they didn't believe in doctors or hospitals, serious injuries that did occur, for example, in two stunning car accidents, were treated at home. Her mother was both a midwife and a homeopathic healer, and her father seems to literally believe that angels will take care of the rest. Tara's escape began with teaching herself what she needed to know to take the ACT. Then enrolling at Brigham Young University. There she was repeatedly humiliated because she hadn't even heard of the Holocaust, Napoleon, Martin Luther King, or the World Trade Center. Because of the way she'd been raised, the girls on campus look like they've gotten themselves up for a table dance. It's hard for her to believe that there are pants that say juicy across the butt. What other people wear is also a focal point in Nell Painter's memoir, Old in Art School. At the age of 64, Painter, who is a much awarded and well-published academic historian, enrolled as an undergraduate at the Mason Gross School of the Arts of Rutgers University. She feels like a total misfit, not only due to ageism and racism, but to her complete failure to wear the right clothes. While she shows up in comfortable shoes, a white t-shirt, and loose pants, her fellow art students curate their appearances as carefully as their artwork. They have piercings and wear cute little dresses with cowboy boots, colors clashing as much as possible. The men, she says, can wear just about anything as long as it's very tight and very short. But by the time she finishes her undergraduate work at Rutgers and her graduate work at the Rhode Island School of Design, she herself is wearing cowboy boots. She discusses all the art and art history she studies in great detail, and I read this book with Google Images open next to me so I could learn too. She also includes pictures of her own work, so you don't have to just guess what she's talking about as she describes her progress. For someone who used to write history books, Painter's style is refreshingly down to earth and uses the F word whenever she damn well feels like it. For anyone who has ever thought of chucking it all and going back to school for something completely different, this book provides inspiration and guidance.
The books are Educated by Tara Westover and Old in Art School by Nell Painter. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.